Chapter 18, The Rasa Dance. The Rasa Dance took place when Krishna was 8 years old. On a nice full moon night in the fall, Krishna decorated himself with lovely flowers like the malika, which smells so nice. The full moon rose in the east, coloring everything reddish. The air was cool, and the trees were full of blossoming flowers. Then Krishna called the gopis by playing on his flute, and they rushed there to find him with their earrings swinging back and forth. Their fathers and husbands told them not to go, but they went anyway. Some of the gopis were even locked up in their rooms, so they began to think about Krishna simply by closing their eyes. When all the gopis found him, Krishna teased them. He said, "Oh, ladies of Vrindavan, I am very happy you have come because you are all very dear to me. I hope everything is well. What can I do for you? Why have you come so late in the dark of the night?" The gopis had come to be with Krishna and to dance with him. They smiled. Krishna said, "You must know it is late at night and so dark. The forest is a dangerous place with jungle animals like tigers, bears, jackals, and wolves. You will be safer in your homes. Your families must be worried about you. You should hurry back home at once." When the gopis heard this, they became upset because they did not want to go back home. They looked around at the beautiful forest and the bright shining moon. Krishna said, "I think you came just to see the beautiful Vrindavan forest tonight, but you must have seen enough. So now go back home. Some of you must have babies which you left crying. Please go and feed them now. I know you love me very much and you come here when you hear me playing my flute. But you should all be good girls and go back home to your husbands, your mothers and fathers, and take care of the children." Finally, they spoke, "Krishna, do not be so mean to ask us again and again to go home. We love you so much, and you promised us we should have you as our husband." The Lord smiled and gave them a very sweet kiss. They walked slowly through the forest of Vrindavan together, singing. The gopis felt very proud that they had so much love and attention from their wonderful Krishna. After all, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But all of a sudden, he disappeared. He just wasn't there. When Krishna suddenly hid from the gopis, they looked everywhere for him. They stood together and chanted Krishna's name very loudly. "Krishna! Krishna!" They moved through the forest looking for him. The gopis began to ask the trees and flowers, "Dear banyan tree, have you seen the son of Maharaj Nanda passing this way, laughing and playing on his flute? He stole our hearts, and then he went away. If you have seen him, please tell us which way he went." "Oh, dear Ashoka tree, oh, Naga flower and Champaka flower trees, have you seen the younger brother of Balaram pass this way? He went away because of our pride. Oh, dear Tulsi, Lord Krishna loves you very much because your leaves are always at his lotus feet. Dear Malika and Jasmine flowers, all of you must have been touched by Krishna while he was passing this way after leaving us. Oh, mango, jackfruit, and pear trees, oh, blackberry and bale trees, oh, kadamba trees, you are all so lucky to be living near the Jamuna River since Krishna must have come this way. Please, please let us know which way he went." They looked everywhere. They started to play like Krishna. One of them became the demon Putana, and another became Krishna taking her milk. One gopi became a handcart, and another kicked her legs as Krishna did to break the cart. One gopi became Krishna lying on the ground, and another became the Trinavarta demon and carried small Krishna into the sky. One gopi was the Bakasura demon, and another made her fall down like the demon Bakasura. Another gopi beat the Vatsasura demon. One gopi played on a flute. One gopi raised her hand covered with a cloth just like Govardhan Hill and said, "Now don't be afraid of the heavy rain and thunder. I'll save you." One gopi put her foot on the head of another and said, "You rascal Kaliya, I shall punish you very badly. You must leave this place. I have come to this earth to punish all kinds of demons." Another gopi said, "Just see, the forest fire is coming to swallow us. Please close your eyes and I shall save you." Just as Krishna saved the cows and boys, they could only think about Krishna. Then they saw, oh, here are Krishna's footprints. All the marks, such as the flag, lotus flower, trident, and thunderbolt are here. They followed and finally saw another set of footprints beside them. Dear friends, just see, these are the footprints of Radharani. She is a very special gopi who served Krishna with much more love than we did. So he had left us to be with her. Over here we do not see Radharani's footprints. Krishna must have picked her up and taken her on his shoulder. Look here, Krishna picked flowers high from the branches of this tree because you can only find half the impression of his lotus feet. Oh, just see how Krishna must have sat over here with Radharani to put flowers in her hair. Then they saw Krishna had left and was hiding from her also. When they saw that Radharani was left all alone, they became sorry. The gopis found her and they all went into the forest together until it got darker. They all stood by the Jamuna River praying for Krishna to come back. They simply sang, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare." Suddenly, there he was, standing before them. Lord Krishna suddenly came out of hiding and stood with the gopis. Indeed, he looked very beautiful. The gopis made a seat for him in the soft sand and put nice cloth over it. Sitting on the seat with the gopis, Krishna became even more beautiful. He said, "Sometimes I hide from you, but do not think I was away from you. I was very near and watching you. Please don't be disturbed. Just be happy in your own service to me." And so Krishna began to dance hand in hand with the gopis of Vrindavan, the happiest and most beautiful girls in the three worlds. He put his hands on the shoulders of each gopi on both sides of him. He danced with every one of them, though each one thought only she was dancing with Krishna. Above in the sky there were many airplanes flying with the demigods who came to see that wonderful dance. The Gandharvas and Kanaras started singing and showering flowers on the dancers. As the gopis and Krishna danced together, such nice music was heard from the tinkling of their ankle bells and bangles. Krishna looked like a bright jewel in the middle of a golden necklace. To make them happy, Krishna clapped his hands in time with their singing. The gopis wanted Krishna to sing and said, "Well done, well done." When they became a little tired, both the gopis and Krishna went into the Jamuna River. The gopis splashed water on Krishna. They smiled and joked, and the demigods showered flowers once again. After their cooling bath, they came out and walked slowly on the side of the Jamuna River. A nice breeze blew, and make it smell all kinds of flowers over the land and from the water. Krishna spoke sweetly and enjoyed being with the gopis in the soft moonlight of autumn. After the rasa dance finished, just an hour or two before sunrise, Krishna said, "It is time to leave now." Oh, they did not want to go, but they obeyed him and went back home. Krishna had made them really very, very happy by becoming their husband.